بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد As we had explained, there are certain actions which man can carry out while living in this world. These actions will ensure man certain great favors and bounties of Allah when he enters into his grave. From those we had explained, one was of jihad, fighting in the path of Allah to establish Allah's deen or to protect the Muslims from a sudden attack of the non-Muslims. The second was of reciting Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk every night. This will protect a person from the punishment in the grave. And the third was to learn and teach Islamic knowledge. To whatever extent is possible, the person who learns and teaches Islamic knowledge, Allah will brighten his grave for him so that he never feels lonely and he never feels frightened in his grave. There are many other actions of deen which are very beloved and special in the sight of Allah. If man makes these actions very important in his life, if he makes these actions his passion, and he makes them objectives of his life, then it is very likely and possible that Allah will give man the honor of spending his time in the grave involved in these actions of deen. From the actions which have been mentioned, two are very, very important. One is of Salah and one is of Tilawat of Quran. Jubair rahimahullah says, I take qasam by Allah, that Allah besides whom there is no other deity. I was one of the people who lowered Thabit al-Bunani rahimahullah into his grave. Myself and Humayd al-Tawil. Thabit Bunani rahimahullah was the servant of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. The great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he served him for many, many years. So Jubair rahimahullah is saying, I placed him in his grave after having placed the mud bricks over him. One brick fell out of place and I happened to sneak a look into his grave. I saw him performing salah in his grave. While he was alive, he would always make this dua, Allahumma in kunta a'tayta ahadam min khalqika salata fi qabrihi. فَأَعْطِنِيهَا O Allah, if you give anyone the honor of performing salah in his grave, then give me that great honor. Allah did not reject his dua. Thabit Bunani rahimahullah just entered into his grave. Allah expanded his grave for him and he stood up performing salah. Ikrima rahimahullah, one of the tabi'een said, يُؤْتَى الْمُؤْمِنُ مُصْحَفًا يَقْرَأُ فِيهِ In the grave, a believer will be given a mushaf, a copy of the Qur'an from which he can recite. Suhaili rahimahullah has quoted in Dala'il al-Nubuwa from some of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, from a certain Sahabi, he had dug a grave to bury someone within it. It was nearby Uhud, and when digging this grave, a portion of the next grave opened. The people all around saw a person in his grave reclining on a wonderful bed. He had a copy of the Qur'an in front of him from which he was reciting. In front of him they witnessed a green, lush garden. His grave had been expanded for him and that occurred in Uhud. From this they understood that this man was one of the shuhada, one of the martyrs of Uhud who had passed away in the battle of Uhud fighting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This very same man had a wound on his face. Maulana writes that these a'mal, reciting Qur'an and performing salah, is not such actions which the people of the grave are responsible to carry out, but they will carry it out just because of the pleasure which they derive from it, just for the ecstasy and enjoyment of salah and tilawat of Qur'an, and to gain a higher position in the hereafter in the court of Allah. May Allah bless us with such love for Qur'an and such love for salah, that Allah makes these actions the actions by which we pass our time in our graves. Amen.